Are you really sure this is, you know, necessary? Well, I mean, I know this is supposed to help me get used to someone touching my scales, but but I really don't mind doing this myself. Well, yes, the dry weather recently has made my scales rather itchy, but I'm really flexible, so I can put the lotion on myself. Even my back. What's that? Oh, you like doing it? But how can that be? Who would enjoy such a menial task? It's not menial? You enjoy getting to touch a pretty lady. Hey! Flattery like that really will get you anywhere. Oh no, it feels much, much better already. Oh, the snakes? Really? You'd really touch them? And lotion them? I mean, yeah, their scales are a bit itchy too, but I know a lot of people are pretty squeamish about snakes, so it wasn't like I was gonna... Really? Yeah, no, I would really appreciate that. Okay, so I should just sit like this? Is this a good position? Okay, I'll hold still. Yeah, I'm ready. No, no. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It tickled. It tickled and then that excited the snakes. I'm so sorry. Jeez. That's a bit embarrassing. Huh? Oh. Yeah, it should be fine now. I'm still really sorry. Just feels so good. You know, I've never really been able to, you know, just go to a salon or see a hairstylist for, you know, obvious reasons. But I never really cared. I always told myself that I couldn't really be missing that much. But this? Oh, this is amazing. Huh? It sounds like they're almost purring. Well, yeah, I guess they are. It feels incredible. You know, I used to have one person who would help me do this, but it was a long, long time ago. Yeah, she was a very young orphan. Two nearby towns had gotten into it and she had lost everything in the last attack. her mom, her brother, and so on. I'd been sleeping in a nearby clearing when I felt something touch my hair. Instinctively, I jumped up and prepared to defend myself, but it was just that small, small girl in a torn shirt peering up at me with these big, brown, doleful eyes. The first words out of her mouth, "I wish my hair would wiggle too." After learning what had happened to her, I started taking care and looking after her. And then she had woke up one summer night to find me trying to soothe the snakes with a balm. I explained that, you know, the weather could make them itchy sometimes, and she offered to get the thicker ones in the back. We traveled together for a few months, and things were working out for the most part. At that time, I wasn't brave enough to go into the towns in the daylight, so we'd spend time setting up camp nearby, and then at night, I'd go in and sneak us some food. But it wasn't long until I started to feel, I don't know, guilty. Through her, I was starting to see that not all humans were terrible, and I started to worry that I was depriving her of a better life. I didn't want that. I was at war with myself for several months, unable to decide what I should do. Then I realized I was only putting off the inevitable. I knew there were probably things about human life that I would just never be able to teach her. And so soon, the guilt just became way too strong. I actually worked up the courage to take her into another nearby town the next morning. And there was a house mother there for the orphanage. And she was just delighted to see her. Of course, being distrustful of humans, I'd check back every so often to make sure that she was okay. I'd even stop by to visit with her. In the daylight. We'd go on trips to the nearby park to feed the geese, and sometimes she'd give me a new lotion or a balm that the house mother had helped her make. It always helped so much. But eventually, the little girl started getting far too attached, and the visits were becoming much more painful. She'd ask why I just kept leaving her there. I'd tell her that a lucky mommy and daddy would be so sad if they had missed out on such a sweet girl. But she'd just insist that she wanted to come home with me. Of course, I'd remind her that I had no home. That we were rolling stones collecting no moss. That she deserved better than that. Of course, she would say that she didn't mind that, and I... It just became more difficult to tell her no. Finally, the house mother asked me to stop coming, as after the visits, the little girl would be so, so upset that she'd refuse to eat or even play for days afterward. It hurt, but I did stop going. I still wonder how she's doing. It's been a few years, but I do hope that she's found a place to make her own by now. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to bring the mood down. It's just that was one of the only few good encounters that I've had with humans, so it's just kind of special to me, you know? Aww. You're so sweet and understanding. Huh? Oh, you're done already? Yeah, that was really, really relaxing. Oh, hey, it's starting to get dark. Didn't you say you wanted to check out the crystal scrying bowls over at the Wiccan shop nearby? I think they'll probably close within the hour, so we'd better hurry. Alright, just let me go wrap my hair and grab my sunglasses and we can go. Hey, wait a second. Couldn't you have just soothed my snakes and scales with magic? It probably would have been a lot faster to... Oh, some things are worth doing by hand. Oh, goodness. You do know how to make a girl blush, don't you?